The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Thomas, called Didymus, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So when the other disciples said to him, "We have seen the Lord." But Thomas said to them, "Unless I see the marks of the nails in his hands, and put my fingers into the nail marks, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." Now a week later, his disciples were again inside, and Thomas was with them. Jesus came, although the doors were locked, and stood in their midst and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands, and bring your hand and put it in my side. And do not be unbelieving, but believe." Thomas answered and said to him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you come to believe because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and have believed." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
As we celebrate the feast of St. Thomas, we are also celebrating a wonderful teaching and doctrine of our faith, our belief in the body of Christ, our belief in the resurrected, glorious body that will be ours. Now, there are a few things that we could tease out from the readings today, and how these things point to the realities of our lives as a body of Christ. Well, first of all, the story from John began with Thomas, who was not with the 12, came and everybody was talking about, "Oh, we have seen the Lord." And of course, Thomas did not believe. That's a very important detail that John said, that John put there. Only in the company, only in the fellowship of the church do we come to believe and deepen our understanding of the risen Lord. That's the reason why we gather at Mass every day. That's the reason why we gather at Mass every Sunday. Because in the company and fellowship of our co-believers, we begin to understand and we see the reality of the risen Lord. That's why it makes no sense to say, "Oh, I can be anywhere. I can be in the forest, in the beach, and there I will experience the Lord." That's a lie. Here, in the company of believers, we behold the person of the Lord. So Thomas was not within the fellowship, and so he was on his own. And then when they told him that they have seen the Lord, he demanded to see the signs. Now, that was a ploy written in there by John, because in the beginning, and I would imagine even now, in the beginning, there was a great tendency to supernaturalize the event of the resurrection. Then, as it is now, sometimes the resurrection is regarded as, "Oh yes, the Lord Jesus Christ lived. He lives in my heart." You know? But John and the apostle were saying, no, it was a physical resurrection. That's the reason why Thomas said, "I would like to touch his hands and his feet." And Jesus said, "Okay, Thomas, here I am. Touch me. Touch my hands and my sides, and know that a ghost does not have flesh and bone." So it's a bodily resurrection. It is not just a metaphor, you know, an abstract thing that we profess. No, it is a real rising from the dead. Jesus Christ was buried, and he rose from the dead, and is given a glorious body. Now, that is important also to realize, because the glorious body of Jesus Christ after he rose from the dead is the very body that you and I will receive in the afterlife. Remember that. And I think I mentioned this to you several times. In heaven, when all of this is over and we will get to heaven one day, we will not be spirits. We will not be angels. We will not be floating about like Casper and plucking our harps and sitting on clouds. No, no, that's heresy. When we will be in heaven, we will be like Jesus. Enfleshed, we can be touched and we can enjoy food. And then, but best of all, this glorious body could go through walls and could collapse time and space. So these are a few things, but I think the one thing that is that we can be said about this body is also a collective idea of what it is to be an individual in the eschaton, in the parousia. You see, in the first reading, St. Paul reminded those who are members of the body of Christ. He reminded them that they are being built into a growing temple. They are being built into a growing temple. And that's what we are. Even as we entertain the thought that one day we will have this body of Jesus, glorious, unlike the angels, but distinctly human, but glorified. But now here on earth, we are transformed into the temple of Jesus because we have been inserted into the very life of Jesus, who is the temple par excellence. What does that mean? Well, it means as a member of that temple, we are called to a holy life because a temple is a reserve for that which is holy. We are the temple of God. And in the temple is the meeting of the human and the divine. And so in our humanity, we experience divinity. And that's what we are. When St. Paul calls us the temple of God, that's another way of saying that because of the resurrection, because of Christ's glorious body that he shares with us, we had become divinized. We had become divinized. We are divine. We are not just mere humans. We had become divine. What does that remind you of? The person of Christ itself. Because Christ is both human and divine. By his passion, death, and resurrection, he gave that very distinct characteristic for you and me. We are both human and divine. And that is why we nourish ourselves with the sacraments. And that is why we nourish our imagination with the words of the gospel. And that is why we conform ourselves to the very person of Christ.